have the return of Spartacus. It'll be Spartacus Gods of the Arena, right? And it'll be, it's a prequel, but still, I'm pretty excited about it because we get a lot of Batiatis.
Yes.
We already know that guy has quite the way with the language, does he not?
Yes.
And, you know, I'm really bummed about our buddy Spartacus, Andy...
Whitfield.
Whitfield. Thank you, Laura. I'm impressed. Thank you. Can you guys believe that? She knew his name.
She pulled it right out of there.
Clear the ping room!
Oh, my God! Sorry, Batiatis, but... We really hope that it's a great season, and you know, we'll try to see past the fact that Andy Whitfield won't be back in it'll be another year probably till that new series, right?
Yeah, I don't know what his how he is recovering.
Yeah, but I'm excited about this. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have some fun with it.
See our fortunes rise along with your cock.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Inserting tongue in ass.
Okay. Well,
all right, guys. Are you guys ready to talk about Spartacus?
Spartacus. Gods of the Arena. Ha ha.
When I saw Batiatis again, I was so excited. I was like,
oh,
yes.
I grinned ear from ear.
I was just like, and I loved how they showed how the last season happened. And Batiatis is dead, and this season flies into his eyeball, the pupil, and then we're in the past when Batiatis is just starting to get his shit going.
We're seeing his life flash before his eyes.
And I was trying to think, did he speak of his dad much in the previous?
No, there was a bust of his father.
I know his dad is dead.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that Batiatis has something to do with it because I wouldn't put it past him. And I can't wait to see how that unfolds. I can't wait till they introduce his father. But he sounds like a real asshole.
Do we know who's playing his father?
No. Okay. I might have known at one time, but I don't anymore. But it was fun seeing I'm really bad with names, so you guys are going to have to help me with that. Yeah. But the guy that was his enemy last season, or in the first season, is his buddy right now. The guy with the weird
just
gold earring thing.
The guy that went
on
to be part of the Senate.
Right. He is there with all buddy-buddy with Batiatis. And his whole thing is he's trying to get his gladiators in the evening games? They're just kind of in the early morning time slot.
Salonius.
Right, Salonius. And I love the introduction of Gannicus, didn't you? Where he gets pissed off and he puts his swords aside and he fights with his hands. And
he's hardcore, man.
They're like, what is he doing? And he's like, bam, 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 punching the guy. And then he gets
I don't need no weapon. I'll kick your ass with my fist, bitch.
That I love they kept showing different women. That lady's finally like, yes! And she pulls her top. She's
that
like, oh,
the best moment.
Gannicus won her over, didn't he? She's like, oh, I'm not yet. I'm going to wait to see what this guy's got. Oh, flash, you know. But Gannicus,
you're awesome.
He's
tits for you.
He's full of life and excitement, and he's a pig who likes to drink. He's lazy.
Likes, and he kills against – he doesn't listen to Batiatis.
Yeah, he's like, do not kill him. Wait for the order. And he's like, argh! And kills the dude. And I love when I was like, Spartacus is back. It's that first fight scene. He chops the guy's head off, but it was above the jaw. Remember that?
The tongue is dangling
out.
Yeah,
and I was like, Spartacus is back. Yes. And, well, you know, did you guys feel a little bit of tug at your heart when the flashback had Spartacus, the actor Andy Whitfield?
Yeah.
I was just like, damn, I'm going to miss that guy. He's fantastic in the role.
Yeah, and just I think the last story I read about Andy Whitfield was his recovery, and there was a picture of him with his family out, and he's all like hairless from the hairless and gaunt from the chemotherapy, and I was like, oh, made me all sad.
I just hope he fights it, you know.
I really do. I hope he does. I hope he gets something else.
But anyway, back to Spartacus.
Yeah, so much cancer.
I had trouble at first. The dialogue between them, I had to get used to it again to understand
them. Yeah, you
do. And I turned on the closed captioning, just, you know, and I'll get used to their voices again. And basically there's this – what is with the bad – there's these two blonde guys. One of them is a real douche, and the other one is this guy of authority. This is what I'm getting from the show. Body Otis wants to impress the guy of authority so he could get his gladiators in the games, like in a prominent position. This other douchebag, the kind of weenie guy who has his gladiators, he has the position that Body Otis wants. So Body Otis decides to challenge him with his gladiators, kind of, and he's like, my gladiators can defeat yours with their hands tied, no, what does he say, with blindfolded. Yeah. And he's like, whoa, really? You know, he's just such a, like, I can't wait till this guy dies kind of thing. And what's also great about this season is we're rooting, I mean, we always love Body Otis anyway, but he was an ass, evil asshole, but we're rooting for him this season, are we not?
Yes. We are.
Like, he's our hero.
He's the underdog. He really –
he is.
He has yet to be completely taken over by the lust for power.
He hasn't become right. the
– He just wants to be recognized right. at this point.
And then what we see from season one, remember, when he gets that position, then he wants more. He wants to become a politician with more power. So it's yes. just like another step. And so when it got to the Ludus, I loved seeing the different positions of the gladiators we know of already and how is Onimaeus, is that how you say his name? He isn't the doctori right now. It's,
no, he's not.
Jango Fett is the doctori.
Yeah, Jango Fett.
And his face is all effed up.
Jango!
His face is all effed up, too, isn't it? I'm just a man making his way in the universe. Thank God he's got a decent role now, right?
Yeah, but he's something he can be proud of.
I can just picture him getting his head chopped off in this, too, though.
Yeah, the moment I saw him, I was like, oh, they've got to do it.
They've got to chop his head off. But I loved one of the things that they showed is Body Otis, he can see talent in anyone. They make a great gladiator. He sees Crixus beating the shit out of some guy in the street. He's a slave, and he's like, that'll be a great potential gladiator. And he pays way too much money for him to impress everybody. And it's Crixus, who we know will become a badass later. But yes, there's this
champion of Capua.
There's this great scene where after a night of hard drinking and Gannicus, he loves getting on with two ladies at once, right?
Yeah.
He's singing.
Hey, who doesn't?
He's singing in the rain and Doctor. I just call him Doctor. It's going to be hard not to call him Onimaeus.
Yeah.
Encounters him singing an interesting song. I think it's about chickens or something in the middle of the night. Do you guys remember this?
Cock rages on, my cock rages on. Blood rains down from an angry sky. My cock rages on, my cock rages on.
That's Pantera, right?
Brother, brother, come sit, drink, join me.
Lower voice, if the gods were to hear you.
Gods have already passed and are well blind with wine.
Give nothing for business.
Tomorrow you fight for the honor of this Ludus. Now is not the time for drink.
Every night is a time for drink.
This guy knows how to party.
Morning, sun may greet you with your last skin.
Thank you!
See, he almost falls off the cliff.
Fall to your bed. Or is steeper plummet against Vegas's man?
Words of wisdom. Well received, well, well received. And Emmaus should be you tomorrow.
And what he means there is that he had just fought. Remember last season we knew about that guy. What do they call him? The Shadow or something? The Shadow of something? That real evil giant dude.
Oh, yeah.
Who Spartacus and Crixus fought together. Mm-hmm. Who actually beat him on Emmaus. So he became mortally wounded and it took him a long time to recover. And his gladiator days were supposedly over for a while. But he had to regain his honor, basically. And so that has just happened to him. And they showed his chest was all scarred up. And he's got a super hot wife, by the way.
Yeah.
But when Gannicus is really drunk right there, what the hell does he say here? Because I rewound it a couple times and I just gave up. Listen to this.
Give nothing for business.
What?
think it's Chinese.
It's none of your business.
It's none of your business.
Give nothing from business.
Are you sure?
All here is business.
Give nothing from business.
Yeah. But he does drunk very well, doesn't he? I thought that was great.
I'm surprised Steven doesn't know it.
It's a form of Chinese I don't know.
But you know what?
Oh, it's a different dialect.
Yes. From the beginning of the episode to the end, I loved Gannicus by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Because there's this great scene where Bodiatus is going to encounter this douchebag, and he's bringing Gannicus, and they're going to fight in the streets. It's going to be great. Or is it? Let's see what happens here.
A fool at last chose himself. Bodiatus. We had begun to fret on your arrival.
I love this guy's voice. And by the way, there's a line about to happen here, and it's why I love Spartacus.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest lines of dialogue I've heard in my entire life. Okay, everyone just wait.
Had much difficulty in the choosing of a man. An imposing task. When each among my stable stands a titan, perhaps young Vettius should have taken more time with the choosing of his own.
Words fall from your mouth as shit from ass. Let us not become mired in
gold,
Jerry.
We are gathered this glorious day to witness honorable contest between respected rivals. Clear space!
A brawl in the streets, where is the honor in such a thing? Connor, this is business.
Esteemed Tullius.
Love Bodiatus.
And the good people of Capua, I give to you the fiercest Celt ever to take up arms in the arena. Slayer of beasts. Conqueror of giants. Behold, Gannicus! Champion of the House of Bodiatus! A fine choice!
Vettius! Present your man.
I have no tongue for overripe embellishment, nor is it required.
Love the way
Otho,
this guy talks.
Stand forth.
Your day finally comes,
and yours ends.
Yeah, apologies, Magistrate.
Another great
there
line.
There appears to be
up.
Something missing. Where is your man's blindfold?
Blindfold?
Oh.
That was your boast, was it not? That your gladiator could best
I was like,
any
great, Gannicus is going to die in the first episode.
You did voice such challenge.
Simple figure of speech, not meant to be... Good, Tullius.
If that the artist does not wish to honor terms, he should remove himself with tail between legs.
The task should not be that difficult. I need only direct my blades towards the smell of shit.
Anarchus, ever the fool.
Are you going to allow this, Quintus?
The choice has been removed from my hands.
Begin!
Oh, yeah.
Fucking kill him!
I love that one. It's like, every kill him!
You ever seen the light!
Only mad Gannicus could win contest. Fucking blindfolded.
Barker could do the same. And I would kill you for being a fool. Facing Vettius' man.
That was a disturbing scene. Do you remember that, Bill?
The gods must have taken pity on your adult brain.
The gods had naught to do with it. Also, he grunts like a stuck pig before each attack. And he squeals and gave away his position.
He's already drunk, isn't
he? Your victory the heart.
You'll not be rid of Gannicus so easily, brother.
Dominus, he rewards me with all the wine that I can drink. And I would share it with my brothers!
Yeah, party.
Such an alcoholic.
I love that. And that line that Gannicus, it's just gold.
I need only direct my blades towards the smell of shit.
I love this show so much. And
yeah,
what a,
it's so much fun.
There's a scene where Quintus and... what was Lucy Laws' character's name again? I can't believe I forgot it.
Lucretia.
Lucretia, where they're having sex, and her new friend comes and she's kind of watching, so she's like, oh, I might as well start touching myself. And I'm like, love this show. Come on.
And then, man, Lucy Lawless looks fantastic.
And then later on, she's like, hey, let's do some opium and screw around, you know, have a nice little night together. But while this is happening, this guy is like told Batiatis, he's like, hey, you've really impressed me, man, with this Ganicus. Come over to my house. We'll talk about it. It's going to be great. And he's like, yes, oh, it's going to be fantastic. My wife's going to be having a, you know, girl-on-girl action while I'm going to be here.
Scissor sister, fun time.
It's going to be, hey, good times had by all. And he shows up there, and it's pretty much they're there to screw Batiatis over and take Ganicus away from him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, I will not do that. And it's pretty creepy when the guy who's accompanying Batiatis, I guess is his guard or whatever, a guy runs in and just like cuts his throat real quick, and he's like, oh! And they put a bag over his head and beat the shit out of Batiatis, and then the dude pees on his head.
Oh, I was like, oh, that dude's going down. No one pisses on Batiatis.
How great was it? Remember, they're building this giant what is it called? The gladiator arena?
Arena.
Is it arena or what else do they call it? A Colosseum.
I don't know.
Colosseum. They're building the Colosseum. So he's been beat on, pissed on, or whatever, and he pulls the little thing over his head, and he's all like beat up and shaking or whatever, and his eyes open up, and it's the arena being built in the distance. I thought that was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I love that they're building up the character so much. We're actually caring about him.
He's going to be toughened up over the season, and we're going to see what happens to Ganicus, too. What happens to the Doctori that's there now. He said he's my father's man, not mine, so he doesn't really want his advice of Jango Fett.
He's going to lose his head.
I'm just really like... Oh, and another thing is Doctore's wife, on Emmaus, we know his wife is no longer alive in the first season, right?
Yeah.
So what's going to happen there? She really oogles at Ganicus a lot. Have you noticed?
She certainly does.
So she's kind of... It's going to be sad seeing things the way they turn out also, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the... I love watching it, but you know, we know how that ends. It's just
it shows how
good they are at what they do with this.
And
stuff.
I really believe like the season finale of Spartacus Blood and Sand is one of the best finales I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Ever. So I think they really kept up with the quality in this first episode. It's just so well done. And the blood and everything. When Ganicus, remember the sword is stuck in the wood, and he pushes the dude's neck down on it. Blood just splurts everywhere. And I was like, yeah! You know, you become...
Bloodlust.
Bloodlust kicks in. And
I haven't missed a beat.
Body is like, Afrin, kill him! You know, he's just like, so awesome. I'm just so glad that it's also on Netflix. Remember I was worried about that last week?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
But the next day I looked and I was like, thank God, add to queue. So hopefully it'll be on my Netflix queue when the show's over because I got to watch that shit. But I'm so glad Spartacus is back. It's awesome. And
so much fun.
Ripe with fantastic dialogue.
Blood rains down from an angry sky.
I need this 45 of this song.
My cock rages on.
Yeah.
I heard that's actually one of those songs that Bruce Springsteen wrote and gave away.
Nice.
Yep,
like
my cock rages on.
And you know, the way that Animaeus delivers this line when Ganicus, he delivers this line with such... Just listen to this.
Your victory lifts the heart.
Just love it. And, hey, you really cheered us up, dude. Love it. And this is the best line where I was talking about that I've ever heard in anything, Stephen. Shakespeare, forget it. This is it.
Words fall from your mouth as shit from ass.
Yes. Thank you. Awesome.
I am going to use that next time someone lies to me.
What? And then when the guy leaves, you say,
with tail between legs.
Yes.
There you go.
And you know this guy, I need to look on the website because it has all their names. That guy who just said that, he's going to die horribly. Just wait and see.
And I can't wait for it.
That's the one thing that drove me nuts about season one. Glaber, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Nothing happens to that guy. Ugh. Yeah, he leaves before any of the shit happens.
Asshole.
And so does his wife, who's a horrible bitch.
Yes, but she's hot.
All right, Bill.
Yes?
Your victory lifts the heart.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I really do.
All right, John. Awesome. John, do you want to stick around with us for the Spartacus talk?
If you don't mind.
Now, I'm not talking about last night's Spartacus. Don't spoil anything if you saw it, Sean. Did you?
Right. Yes, I watched it this morning, okay. So I'll try. I'll think about what I'm going to say if I do say anything.
Right. We're going to talk about last week's Spartacus. Now, okay. Remember the first episode of Gods of the Arena, Body Otis had the shit kicked out of him, a pillowcase put over his head, and he was peed on, right?
Yeah. So the shit kicked out of him and the pee poured on him.
Yes. And then this week, he's on the mend, and Salonius shows up. I'm finally learning names. He's got that thing through his ear, kind of like the bone guy on Cake Boss Bill.
He's relating now.
And apparently Salonius is really good at decorating cakes.
Yes, he is. He's very decorative. And, you know, he's buying a nice flask of wine, whatever the hell that gourd filled with wine is. And that dickhead guy, what is his name, Vettius or something? He's like, hey, I'll pay for that wine. And he's like, we'll offer double the amount for Gannicus. All right. And this scene happens where he's like, hey, I got some wine, Body Otis. By the way, I didn't pay for it. The guy who peed on your head did. And he gets all pissed off. Let's check this out.
My father's champions, my grandfather's champions. The storied history of the House of Body Otis.
With new chapters yet to be added. Etched upon my tablet.
I'm excluded from the games or has such details slipped memory's grasp.
Apologies, did not mean... Fault is mine for baring teeth, a trusted friend.
Gratitude for the gift. It's well received.
I claim only his delivery. He is willing to see his bid for Gannicus doubled. If accepted, he will grant your men strong position in the upcoming games of the Vanalia.
This man is from Tully's.
I did not seek him out. He approached me in the marketplace, expressing regret that his business with you turned to excess.
I think it's gone bad.
The wine that I selected for you. A gesture of goodwill.
Do you see these marks upon me?
We must consider.
Do you fucking see them?
I see them.
That is the man's true gesture, the only to be considered. You counsel to suck the cock that pisses on me.
I merely counsel reason, as your father would.
To what purpose?
He brings word and gift from Tullius.
Tullius, that's
it. Who yet seeks Gannicus to swell his ranks.
Is he told?
After what he did to you.
Oh, let us sweep aside such petty grievances in service of reason and reward. He offers twice the sum refused. And what, I wonder, does good Salonius receive for convincing me to spread cheeks and accept deeper ramming?
I would say equal position in the game.
You are in remarkable position to claim my reflection.
Our fates move towards similar end, despite outward appearance. Refuse Tullius's offer, and I shall join you in exclusion from the arena.
He makes such a threat?
With exacting clarity.
I did not mean to see you burden, so I will think upon the matter.
Tullius requires answer.
I require a king moment!
Think upon a second to think!
And all that I stand with you. Whatever your decision.
I have witnessed greater spine within a snail.
And then, you know, their whole idea is this other guy shows up. They will get him over the House of Body Otis and bend his ear a little, maybe, you know, entertain him, and then
spread
him
his cheeks a little.
him order some gladiators to battle it out. But that was so creepy when the guy wants to be entertained by Gannicus, and Body Artist is like, you will do whatever needs to be done. You will suck it dry if need be. And Gannick is the look of horror on his face. Like, oh, shit, this sucks.
I think I have that same look.
And I was like, ah. And I love, like, that kind of happened last season. Remember the whole thing with Varro? Where these people make demands where they have to make their slaves do stuff that they wouldn't really want them to do otherwise. They're like, okay, we'll entertain them. If you got to do gay shit, Gannick, because you're going to do it. And he's like, oh, crap. But luckily the guy's like, I've had too much wine. I can't get it up. So why don't you have have some sex with this slave girl or whatever. So they're doing that. And then, of course, it's Gannicus's best friend, Anamaeus' wife. So that's completely uncomfortable. And then to make things worse, the Roman dude's like starts touching himself there in front of everybody.
Awkward.
And it was like,
he seems to be enjoying himself.
Well, honest, thanks for inviting me to this, but I got to go. My sundial watch is saying that it's dinner time. So I got to get out of here, you know?
I just forgot. I have an appointment.
Yeah. It's like, dude, I get those Romans. They'll do anything anywhere. We didn't even talk about the shitting in public scene with Body Artist where Salonius is peeing right next to him as he's taking
piss
a dump. Yeah. They're peeing. And then did you notice this? Body Artist is talking to him, and he gets a cloth from the guy, and he washes his hands, passes it to Salonius, and then he washes his hands with the same cloth.
Oh.
And I was like, I was laughing. That was hilarious.
Well, they're just, you know, they didn't know about E. coli back then.
Public Roman restrooms. Ah, good times.
Here's my shit cloth.
That's gross. But I love that because they're talking. There's a scene going on, and they're going to the bathroom, and they never acknowledge any of it. They just keep going.
It's just a regular, you know, communal shitting. You pass the shit cloth, and then you go on your way.
And I love Body Artist. He hates his dad's doctore, Jango Fett, so he fires him pretty much. And he's going to give Anamaeus the job. And he's so pissed off that he wants to fight Anamaeus. Which still doesn't sound right because he's Doctori to me from the previous season. He's to become Doctori. And then they have this fight where at first he's like, why are we doing this? Why are we fighting again? I don't know what's going on. But I love that fight. And as it was going on, the awkward sex scene was going on too, by the way. That was a little crazy. But earlier in the episode, you know, Body Artist is like that guy who surrenders as the gladiators are fighting, and he's like, send that guy to the mines. And then he's like, hey, Django's like, hey, that guy's pretty good. We could, you know, he could still be a decent gladiator. What are you doing? Your father would never do this. So he gives him an errand to find that frilly little Roman guy, and they're going to beat him up and pee on his head, right?
Frilly.
So the guy shows his face, and then what is that guy's name? The Weasley guy from last season?
Barca?
He cuts his throat, and it was so brutal looking. It was just nasty.
No, not Barca. Barca's the large gay one.
Yes. Asher.
Asher.
Yeah. The way he cuts his throat was just like, oh, dude. You know, he like stabs it in there and rips it out. I was like,
yeah, that was intense.
That was some gross shit right there.
Most of the time you just see the blade cutting across the neck, not stabbing into the neck and pulling out towards you.
Right. It just ripped out his whole throat.
You know, you cut away. You don't ever pull towards
this,
you.
This show loves to
cut yourself.
Sometimes we see the blood splatter, but sometimes we see the cut and then the slow gurgle
of blood.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the best. Those are the most intense ones. With the
put
gurgle.
A bandage on that. He might be okay. Ah, no. He's
Medic!
But then we have the scene. I mean, what I love about John Hannah, who plays Body Artist, is that guy's willing to get naked or whatever. It doesn't matter. Oh, everybody on the show is willing to get naked. But the whole,
I think if he would have gotten naked in the Mummy movies, it would have been better.
The whole three-way scene between him and Lucretia and then Gaia, I just thought it was hilarious. It's just like, wow, they're having a good time, right?
Eventually, that's another lady that doesn't mind getting naked and things. That Gaia,
which is no problem. It's just like when you go to interview, you know, for Spartacus. Are you willing to be naked? Because if you're not, I'm sorry, you have no place in this show.
No, are you not only willing to be naked but have intense simulated sex?
You know, I mean,
no problem.
And possible homosexual sex. simulated.
We forgot to, like, Barca, that scene where he's, like, the previous episode where he's like, I could have fought him blindfolded. He goes, oh, you better not. And he goes, And I was like, just remember that? It's like,
yeah, and there was a scene in this one where Gannicus is headed down into the chamber, and Barca and his friend are having relations, like, rather intensely against the wall, and Gannicus just kind of
he stands there a second, like, well,
like, well, they sure are enjoying themselves.
He's talking to Animaeus and his wife, like, you know, one day, Gannicus, you might find yourself in a situation you can't fight your way out of or F your way out of. And he's like, no, nonsense. That's not going to happen. And then, of course, later on, he has to perform.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. But I just know things are going to head towards a bad end. We already know that they've got to show the dad, right? We're going to see more Crixus. Yeah. Oh, and that was a great fight too, where Crixus had to fight Gannicus, and Crixus was doing well, and that's what showed Badiatis that hey, Animaeus can train a guy. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Oh, and another thing is we saw that Asher was made a gladiator without the trials, you know, where they have to fight. So we know he's not worthy of being a gladiator at all when he is a gladiator.
Yeah, just for assassinating the guy and that then saw his face.
And that's another thing, is if there's one position that you should earn your right to go there, it's gladiator. You don't need to take
hearing
shortcuts.
The word position and in the context of this show just doesn't.
But, I mean, you don't need to take shortcuts to get to Gladiator. You need to learn everything you can before you go fight somebody.
Absolutely. If you want to have a chance to survive and bring honor upon the Ludus.
It's such a great show. I can't wait till we have some Badiatis and dad scenes. It'll be great.
You counsel to suck the cock that pisses on me!
No, don't.
Oh, my.
Not really.
I was just bummed that Jango Fett didn't get his head chopped off like you guys said.
I know. I was waiting for it. I thought maybe what would happen is
moment.
Right at the edge of that cliff, he would chop the head off, and then the head and the body would fall. You know, just I was waiting for it.
I do like when he gets stabbed at the end, and he's about to drop dead, and he's like, "Oh, you are worthy." It's like, well, I guess I earned the job, right? That'd be tough. Like, hey, I got a job offer for you. You got to kill the guy who has the position, though. You guys got to fight.
Tell my clone son I love him.
If only they had clone gladiators. That'd be boring, though, wouldn't it?
It would be a sci-fi show.
Spread cheeks and accept deeper ramming.
I love Badiatis. Good stuff.
He's got great lines.
We're not done talking about shows because we still have Spartacus, Gods of the Arena! Oh, sorry.
Man, this was one of those episodes where I would not be comfortable if somebody I didn't really know well saw me watching it.
There is a scene here where Batiatis is getting naked with Gaia while Xena is touching herself.
Lucretia.
Yeah, Lucretia. And it's the most uncomfortable scene, not because of that. I'm just kind of laughing like, I love the show. And then, Badiatis' dad is standing there. Could I have a word with you, Quintus? And they're like, oh.
Yeah, and it's just like, you got Lucretia, you know, doing her thing. And then
I love
Badiatis wrist deep.
What about Bill? Didn't you love the scene? It's Gaia, like in slow motion, whips her top off, grabs wine, and pours, and it splashes on her chest in slow motion. And you
see Spartacus.
Quintus is just like, yeah. And Lucretia's like,
the look on his face was like, where have you been all my life?
I literally thought of the line in my head, good times and great wine. Huh? That's the perfect time to say that. And then the dad's there, and it's like the record scratch. Like, dad? He's like, what have you done to screw up everything? And then he makes Quintus go out and talk to the a-holes who beat the crap out of him, peed on his head, and he ruins everything.
Yeah.
And then the creepy Roman guy from last week who was jerking it in their Roman living room, he's there and he's like, I brought a friend. He's going to jerk it in here now. And it's so disturbing.
It's backhanded comments and compliments. Like whenever he says, oh, we could never get away with such base things in Rome.
Yeah, they're like insulting them.
Yeah, and they're just like, oh, okay.
And then the way that he defiles the slave girl was just disturbing as hell. It's just, yeah. I was like, oh. But here's a scene where, what is Bodiatus' dad's name? Papa Bodiatus.
Just call him Papa Bodiatus.
He takes Quintus out to talk to the a-holes. Vettius and Vinius, Huey and Dewey, and he also has a nice conversation with Salonius too. I love it. Fantastic dialogue. Why I love Spartacus. Let's check this out.
Boy, it's ill-starred acquaintance with such misfortunes. Why? Only days past, he was set upon in our own streets, on way to appointment with Quintilius Varus.
Varus?
The same man who, absent Vettius' presence, managed to find way to your ludus.
Well, this fucking cocky just stole the primus from me.
Vettius, hold your tongue.
How do you answer this?
Loves chicken.
Chicken. He accuses absent cause. My wife and her friend Gaia came upon good Varus in town, baking under noonday sun.
Very good Gaia. Friend Gaia, by the way.
She knew Varus from her days in Rome, offered respite at my villa while he waited for the absent boy to come to purpose. A fortunate coincidence for all involved.
Was it this same fortune that saw me set upon by your fucking men?
Did you see faces? Did they bear my mark? You went.
Enough! Remove yourself to the street. Go!
Salonius!
Hey, Salonius, get over here. Get your little
friend carrying news of Tullius's renewed offer towards Gallicus.
You carry but shit spewed from an errant hole.
And what of other knowledge I light upon treacherous?
Bravo.
That of Varus's arrival to be met by Vettius.
Gotta watch over those errant holes.
Under the employ of Tullius, he will think I had hand in the boy's assault.
He suspects nothing. His thoughts have turned towards my father in sight. What sees his fucking mind dispatching message to him?
The father is in Capua.
He sits with Tullius as you bleat, stroking fucking cock.
Why do you remain in the streets?
Well, why do you think?
I did not mean for his return. I sought only advice. But what's worry? For a man I hold as brother.
Attention's well received. Let us place transgressions aside. I favor more pressing concerns. Am I a loud voice now?
Could the gods halt the sound?
You know, I want to ask a question. What is with Barca peeing in everyone's food? What is his deal?
He's got a pee fetish.
He really does. Him and his gay buddy, or whatever they are.
Those two are like frat boys.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we'll just do it anywhere. And I love Asher and the other guy. They eat his pigeons. He has like these pet birds. I don't know what the hell. Are they pigeons? And they eat them all, and they this fight ensues. And it's to show, you know, it looks to Bodiatus's dad that everything's in disarray. And one of my favorite moments where he's standing there on the balcony watching them and how Gannicus is like, oh, comes pouring out of the door. He's like waking up late, and the sun's in his eyes. He's all hungover. You know, I just love Gannicus. It's, and, you know, they're... Yeah.
The stuff with Salonius is kind of tragic to see how these two were such good friends in the first episode, and you can already see their relationship disintegrating because Salonius is part of a higher caste.
Right. Because we know Bodiatus, he just wants more. And when he gets, we know that by Spartacus' blood and sand, he gets what he wants. And then he wants even more, and that just either you get what you want or you meet a tragic end, and we know what happens to him. But there is this, what I love what they're showing us of Crixus, and he's not yet a gladiator. Even like we know that Asher and that other dude are now gladiators because of what they did for Bodiatus, and he's like, they're like, Crixus, join us, you know, kicking these guys' asses. He's like, I'm not a brother yet, I'm just, you know, lowly guy.
I'm just hanging here.
And Gannicus is even nice to Crixus, isn't he? He just gives him some advice and everything. He doesn't. He's not an a-hole or anything like that.
No, and he's training him properly, and I think that's going to be rough because you know those two are going to be faced in the end because Crixus becomes the champion.
Right, but I don't want to talk about it. But if you read the history of Spartacus in Wikipedia, something will be spoiled for you.
Oh, well, yeah.
Now, here's another part. Is basically his dad screws up the whole thing with these sleazy Romans. They want Bodiatus' gladiators to fight. And Gannicus, his dad screws that up where Gannicus will not fight. I think he wants to just get rid of Gannicus. He's a drunken lout, he thinks. Instead, he, to embarrass his son, who spent way too much money on Crixus, he's going to make him fight against these other gladiators, one of them being Barca's gay boyfriend. Right?
Yes.
And
he's gay and he is the boyfriend.
Yes. And
very, very, very gay.
Crixus
is militantly gay.
Crixus is doomed pretty much. And Bodias, he has these moments, these character moments where he gives Crixus a good pep talk, wouldn't you say? Let's check
this
out.
Always been good at that.
Let's check out this awesome pep talk. Bodiatus.
You have shown great promise. In practice, an exhibition against Gannicus. Yet this is the arena. This is where men become gods. Legions with far greater training and skill than you have fallen upon this sacred ground, many beneath Orctus' spear. But I do not think that you will be one of them. You have the blood of a champion, to rival any my father has ever heralded. Do you wish to behold such miracle come to pass?
That's all I desire.
Then seize King Glory, and see us both proven worthy.
Yeah! Awesome! I love this.
Man, he is a good shit talker.
I was going to ask you guys this. When you watch Spartacus, do you watch all of it to the end credits? Like all the way to the end?
Yeah.
Do you always watch those?
Just because I enjoy the end credits and all like the vignette and the music.
Well,
and
you
all
know,
that.
I always like it's the same music that was in season one. And you know, you hear this part where it's the scream part and this part where it's like ah! In the season one it showed Spartacus like going like ah, where it almost looks like he's screaming at the end. And I loved it on this season at the very end it shows Bodiatus with his mouth wide open and he's doing the scream now. And I love that. It cracks me up. It's great.
King cocky.
What, huh? What the hell did I do? But also, I know some people don't know what Spartacus is about, and if they don't, this will let you know, Stephen.
Okay. Spartacus is a historical portrayal of ancient Roman society that contains graphic violence and adult content. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay. That's very, like, authoritative voice there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like an FBI warning.
You carry but shit spewed from an errant hole.
Oh. They should... you know what they need? They need to change that entire opening like that into Spartacus speak.
It needs to be Bodiatus saying, hey, if you never watch this, what am I doing? I'm doing this.
Hey, man, you never watch this. Spartacus. Hey.
You know what? All right, guys. Spartacus, gods of the arena. Now, are you guys getting sick of Titus yet? You know what's funny is we know based on Blood and Sand the kind of person Bodiatus and Lucretia are or what they become. But I root for them. Do you guys? I want them to have all the success they want, you know? And
so they can buy it later.
There's a
it's just the way they're taken advantage of, and they have so much ambition, but it's such a shitty environment that they're in.
And it looked like Bodiatus gets his – Quintus gets his dad – to go slave shopping. Dad, let's go shop for some gladiators. We'll have a father and son thing going on here. And this moment happened here, and there was a little nod to, I thought, to Spartacus, like, about Thracians. Like, here we have a Thracian for sale, and I thought this was funny. Let's check this out real quick.
And what is this one? See how his form is carved with each muscle building onto the next. A worthy addition to any ludus.
A fine offering, is he not?
I would not waste coin. Man favors his left, revealing injury to the leg.
Unsuitable for men of discerning eye. Let us turn to something of rarer quality. I have a Thracian of the Medi tribe, the likes of which you have...
Thracians are too difficult to control and aggravate the Gauls beyond reason.
My son speaks truth. You offer us piss and claim it wine.
You will find none better in Neapolis.
I would hope your city's drink holds higher standard. Come,
let us seek libation to wash taste of shit from mouth.
I love this show!
You know what I was thinking? Like, Laura, you haven't watched the show yet, right?
No.
How you're in a really cool position where you can watch Gods of the Arena first and then watch Blood and Sand and watch it happen chronologically. That's cool that you could do that.
That is cool.
And I think you should. You should start with Gods of the Arena and then watch how everything... Like, right now, we know how things turn out, you know? And now we're going back to a prequel. But
I don't know, but the opening of...
oh, shit, it gives
Gods
away
of the Arena gives everything away.
Yeah,
that's the only part I've seen is just that part.
Well, we already know that through history, Spartacus led a rebellion. So right. We know that's about to happen, you know? You just don't know how it happens. So I guess you know what the, you know, the beginning of what that happens.
Well, we've said that, you know... Quintus and Lucretia are killed before. Yeah. So,
and I was even talking to you about, like, we need another series, but it's like, what if Quintus had survived? They sewed his throat up and he was okay. That way we could have more great scenes.
Like Weekend at Bernie Quintus.
Yeah. He's been reanimated.
As they play the
he only moves if he, plays if he hears island drums. Music.
So what do you think about
steel
that?
Drums?
You offer us piss and claim it wine.
Hey, I had a great idea. And we could even cast Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Silverman.
Now, Lucretia and Gaia, they're in the marketplace, and they run into another sleazy Roman guy. He's like, hey, I've heard about the House of Bodyguards. Oh, you have? About our gladiators? No, about the crazy sleazy shit that goes on there, and I want to partake in some of that. So it's just like, oh, more of this.
I want to bang your wife.
So basically, you know, they talk to Quintus, and he's like, okay, do it. I'll get my dad out of here, and we'll become whores or whatever. Then that guy Tellius shows up. Is it just me, or do you guys hate this guy as much as I do? His sleazy hair.
I despise him.
The way he smiles and everything, he's like, And then he's like, I wish to fight Gannicus. If I am a god, let me prove it. And then Animaeus is like, don't do anything to wound him. That'd be bad. Just let him beat you. So then you have to watch Gannicus get his ass kicked by this guy when we know he could kill him immediately. And he cuts them all up. And he's even about to kill Gannicus until, you know, he does the missio. And Lucretia has, you know, say, you know, Tellius, stop! You know, he did the missio. We're here in front of all these people. Shouldn't you be cool about this? He's like, yeah, okay. Whatever. You know, I proved what I did is that you guys suck, basically. He's just trying to embarrass the shit out of them, isn't he?
Yeah.
To show he's the one in charge. And then Gaia, who is Lucretia's dearest friend, and I was telling you, Bill, I wondered if it was going to be something kind of like the blonde chick from Blood and Sand. I can't remember her name right now.
Yes. Damn it.
Where she would end up betraying Lucretia or doing some sleazy stuff behind her back. But it didn't turn out to be that at all. Gaia really was her friend, and, you know, they really liked each other, right? I assume from the scenes I've seen.
That apparently.
She really liked
her. She was very close.
I will gain Tellius' favor by laying with him or whatever. And she's like, are you sure you want to do that? He's really gross. You know, I'm paraphrasing here. So she goes in there.
Brody.
She goes in there, and they start a beginning of a scene where he's, like, having his way with her. And I was like, oh, just grossed out by it. And I don't know about you guys, but when Titus, Quintus's dad, he's like, I want to go home. And he's like, are you sure? You know, I was like, I thought they were going to walk in during all the orgy stuff. I'm going, what the hell is going? Like some teenager getting busted. But you know what? I had a flash in my head. This is kind of funny. Okay. Bodyotis and his dad are in Neapolis, right? And then they're at their party having their orgy. And then Tellius shows up, the guy they can't stand. He shows up, and I pictured her hopping on her cell phone and calling Bodyotis, like, oh, hold on, Dad. You'll never guess who showed up at a party. He's like, holy shit, I got to get home real right away. But still, it would take them forever, even if they had phones, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So,
wow. Maybe they could have sent carrier pigeons.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like,
my carrier pigeon's coming.
Roman days with cell phones, you know? Send him a I'm sending Bodyotis a text. You'll never
sounds like 90210.
Yeah. So basically, that son of a bitch kills Gaia, smashes her head in, and he leaves basically laughing and smiling, like, hey, I can do anything I want. So then Dad shows up with his son, Quintus, and pretty much yells at them and doesn't take their side at all, and it was just annoying, wasn't it? All right, let's check this out.
Have you lost mind? Again, attempting to maneuver around Tullius.
I only sought to elevate our position.
Plunging the good name of this house into muck and shit.
What would you have me do? Bow and scrape to the fucking lunatic?
He is above our station. I gave warning not to provoke the man.
You ignore it, and here are the results.
A Roman citizen, dead in my house.
By the hands of the very man you defend.
You helped set this in motion. And now claim innocence in the outcome.
I claim vengeance. His life for hers. Blood and brains on the fucking floor.
Reward well deserved.
No. There will be no retribution.
I will see him dead.
You will do as fucking commanded.
And what of Gaia?
She partook of too much wine, as she was often known to do. In the night, she lost footing and fell to her death at the bottom of the cliff.
Good thing they are Roman CSI, huh?
Do not look at me. I am the dominus of this king house. See it done. Quintus,
I can see it.
So this is why you spirited me to Neapolis. Not to find common ground, but to bury your father.
That was not my intent.
Oh, you knew nothing of this. It was all that woman's doing. The two of you feed off each other, fattening yourselves with lies. Well, I would see the feast at an end.
This guy's voice is
your
awesome.
Meaning. You know my king meaning. That ill-bred woman has brought this family nothing but shame.
She is my wife.
Because I foolishly allowed it. I wanted you to have something of your own. Something that held meaning to you, even if no one else saw it. Yet what has she given you? No dowry to speak of, no name to elevate status, and no heir to carry the name Batiatus. Every choice you make shapes your fate, Quintus. I cannot change missteps of the past, but I will see you on proper path, and Lucretia must be swept from it.
You would dissolve my marriage?
No. You will make that choice for yourself, or be gone from this house with her.
I somehow get the feeling Bodyotis isn't going to go along with his dad's plans.
But what's great is the father has them pegged.
Yeah, he does.
And they really are their own worst enemies. They're all about ambition, and he's so politically minded. You know, they automatically knee-jerk reaction, well, let's kill the son of a bitch. And he's
right.
No, it's not how it works.
Like, he's like, you shouldn't even mess with that guy in the first place.
Exactly.
But also...
I mean, I really can't have any guilt or compassion for Bodyotis and... what's her name? Shit.
Lucretia?
Lucretia and Quintus.
Right. But at the same time, I love their characters so much.
Oh, absolutely.
And
but they're just so impulsive, and they're digging their own graves.
They want what they want and screw everybody else. And they'll do anything for these Roman guys, and they just make themselves look like total asses that can be walked all over. That's the thing that drives me nuts. That they're
after the first one, they should have said, no, that's not how our house works.
Yeah, but they just keep doing it. And then... the fact that Dentellius shows up and totally manipulated the evening, you know.
And the moment he showed up, they should have had guards escort him out.
Yeah, like later on in the next season, they have guards everywhere. Maybe they learned their lesson. Yeah. Why does she have guards all the time?
Was it I'm going to get his name wrong. The one that starts with an S. Their creepy friend with the hair.
Salonius.
Salonius. Is he the one that told Tellius what was going down?
I think so.
Yeah, because remember, he's trying to increase his favor within the politically.
Yeah, because he says something like, "What are you doing here?" And he says something like, "Don't ask me questions if you want to stay in my favor. Isn't that why you told me in the first place?" And it's like, okay, you know. So we know he's a sleazebag. You know, he's just doing whatever he wants to get what he needs. And also, I thought it was funny how they showed a little bit of Asher, like their first gladiatorial match. And that guy totally saves his ass, the guy who he translates for him all the time. And then when the guy's dead, he's like, "Yes, hail Asher!" He's like really pumping himself up.
Yeah, well, that's so great because it totally relates back to the first series in how he's just a rat, how he'll take every scrap he can get and then turn it into glory.
And then, you know, when they get their special bonus coins or whatever, he's like, "Wait, why does he have more than me?" And he's like, "You know why, because you asked me dead right now. All you did was lay there and about to be killed."
I'm just waiting for him to kill his friend.
And this prequel has made me love Crixus more. I just love his character, you know?
Well, we get to see Crixus as Spartacus.
Yeah, and when he's talking about, when he tells the Barca, you know, he's like, "I saw my father and brother killed in battle, and I was too young to take up spear, and my whole driving force in my life is to be able to avenge them and, you know, kill as many Romans as possible, right? Or kill as many somethings as possible, or just live life gloriously or something." And the, you know, Barca's like, "Yeah, but, you know, I don't have a gay friend right now, so I'm sad."
Barca may be an incredibly sad gay man, but he's had some really, I mean, he's got shit. He's, you know, in this series, he loses his other guy, and then in the other series, he loses his other guy. It's like he's just has really horrible luck with men.
Then let's not forget how Asher screws him over, too, and I don't mean in that way, in a horrible way.
No.
"Better seek libation to wash taste of shit from mouth."
But, you know, a scene like the scene with Crixus and Barca could ring, you know, false, but it just works so well with Barca in there with the birds. And he's like, "I don't even like these damn birds."
Yeah. And just Crixus wants to talk to him warrior to warrior, you know.
Yeah.
You know, "You may be down everything, but we've got to, you know, we're gods in the arena," or whatever.
Hope Barca gets his problems with pissing and food out of the way.
Yeah, it's like, really? Can't you?
But if he can, it's fine if he continues to do it to Asher.
He can wash shit from his mouth.
Yeah, if he does it to Asher. I love Asher every year. How many times he's like, it's like, "Damn, I fell for it again. The piss and the mush that we eat." And that's another thing. These guys are gladiators and they're all muscular. Don't they need some kind of protein or something?
Maybe that's what, you know, I was just out of pure curiosity, I was speculating what that could be, like all the different sort of things, like maybe flax and chia and like all the different kinds of seeds that are high in protein. And
yeah, it's like mashed up fish or something, or are they too
far? I don't know, maybe, I was thinking like it was like a high protein porridge. I know. I don't even know why I was.
But that's, you know,
it's
the show.
My mind goes sometimes.
I love this show so much, Bill. I wanted to know stuff like that, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, if you had Googled Roman food from the Spartacus, I had to figure it out.
Okay, well, I'm going to Google it right now. Roman mush.
For his piss and claim it wine.
Hey.
Or you know what? I am going to Twitter Stephen DeKnight. I'm going to ask him what they're eating.
Okay, cool. And we'll talk about Spartacus next week.
Glutton brains on the fucking floor.
Okay. Now, guys, let's talk about Spartacus. Gods of the Arena. Good stuff, huh? We know that Titus has told Batiatis that he's got to get rid of his wife. It's just not working.
bitch needs to go.
She can't she can't get pregnant. She doesn't have any money, so boot her ass, right? And I love that Titus is like, I need to figure out the rankings of these gladiators, so we're going to have a contest to have them all fight each other. And friggin' Asher, Bill. God, do we hate this guy or what?
What a scumbag.
It's funny because he basically got the guy...
Dagon?
Yeah, Dagon. The guy who he's translating to, he got him some man love last week. Yeah. He's pretty pissed off about it. He's like, my ass hurts, you know, or whatever. But I love the scene where they fight, and he's like, hey, could for an old friend, maybe you could have me win or whatever. He's like,
no, yeah. He says, don't beat me too bad.
Right.
Let me get some shots like, in.
Yeah, and just the scene where he takes his eye, man, that was gross.
Oh, man, that was brutal.
It was nasty.
I don't like seeing anything involving eyes. Like, that's my going all. I think from when I was a kid and I saw that that fake Salvador Dali film where they slashed the woman's eye with a straight razor.
Yeah, I'm glad I haven't seen
what
that
is
movie.
What is that?
Jeez. What?
You never saw that?
How old were you when you saw that?
Probably like 6.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's way too young to see something.
Hey, well, my dad showed me the morning after and all the nuclear bombs and shit when I was 5.
The day after.
That seared my mind for the rest of my life.
I'd say you've had enough.
So, yeah, I saw some screwed up shit, not on purpose, though. Yeah, I never meant to see that film, but, you know, I just saw that and I was like, oh, my God, this is cut that woman's eye.
So while they have this contest going on, Bodyotis and Lucretia are trying to think of, hey, what are we going to do to fix this? And they come up with the idea that, hey, maybe I could kill my dad. And I love that scene where they're in the arena and he's holding that stick, you know?
Yeah.
And his dad is saying how much he's disappointed in him and he wishes he could love him, but he can't. But he's like, he can't do it. And I'm waiting for him to just beat his dad to death, but he can't do it. And I thought that was really interesting. But we have the scene here where I kind of put them both together, where Bodyotis is questioning his dad doing this contest without him around because he's expecting – he's like, oh, you're so ready for me to leave. And then this great ending, Bill, where the dad falls ill. And they send Bodyotis out to the corner drugstore to get some medicine. I assume that's what it is, don't you? It's some kind of like corner.
Yeah, just go, you know, medicine and some.
The wall of greens, right? Wall of greens or something like
that? Yeah.
And he takes on a mask.
A bag of munchos.
I don't know about you, but I would.
Get some Tato skins while you're there, son.
He takes on a mask with him.
Gratitude.
And I would take on a mask with me wherever I went. He'd be a good bodyguard to have with his whip and everything. And we already know that Crixus and Gannicus have fought. And there's this great scene where they're – I got to say, man, the fighting in this episode was really good where it's like hard hitting and stuff. And this is the closest you're going to get to comic book type fighting, you know, where you feel the punches and everything. And Gannicus keeps looking up. Is it Melina or Melita? He keeps looking up at Animaeus' wife. The beautiful slave girl.
Yes.
And he keep, you know, before he's dreamt of when he sees her and when they were making love, I wouldn't even really call it that, in front of the Romans or whatever. But then he doesn't remember the best parts anymore. He remembers her looking away like she can't meet his gaze, her look of disgust as she turned away. And then he's like, you know what, screw this. I'm going to get my ass beat and get out of here. And I thought that was a really good scene, the way it played out, because Titus, he wants to give Gannicus to Tellius. And I think it's creepy how Tellius is like, I want Gannicus. And I'm like, what are you going to do with him? Is he like a gladiator or you have other plans? I don't understand that. But let's go ahead and check this out, guys.
What is this?
Contest to rank the men.
My decision yet to be given voice, and you proceed as if I am already absent.
This house must be turned to order, regardless of whether you happen upon your senses.
Lucretia is my wife.
A word that should lift a man, filling his life with ease and children. She gives you neither.
You seek to tear heart from chest and expect gratitude it no longer beats.
I seek only to call you son, absent shame in the title.
And I only ever wish to make you proud, Father.
The rankings will be decided at contest end 2 days hence. I will grant you equal time to prove that you have moved beyond past transgressions. Dissolve your marriage. Or call me father no more.
I bow in scrape, eating his shit and thanking him for the pleasure, and this is reward. To be turned from my home, my husband.
You must make greater show. Ply him with dutiful words. See his cup always filled with wine.
To what end? He's already made his decision.
No. He places it in my hands to prove that I am worthy of being called his king's son.
And what response have you given?
I have managed to delay the presenting of it until the men have been ranked in contest.
I would have thought your answer immediate.
Well, we need time to convince them of your worth.
Is he the one that needs convincing, Quintus?
I will not have that, King Tone. I defend you at every turn.
And I have made every sacrifice. I have borne every duty asked, and yet here I stand on the brink. What more can I do? I've given you everything.
Except a child. I speak without thinking.
Now you speak your heart.
I can't believe he went there.
Lucretia.
I want no wine.
Medicus gave order. Drink.
Yes, special wine.
Should help you rest.
My son.
I got this from the Jones compound.
Gives up everything.
Is that fair?
You truly love him?
With all my heart.
He's never happier than when he's by your side. Tell me I have been mistaken about you. Tell me you're not the serpent I have thought you to be.
I am not. I'm far worse. I never cared what you thought of me. My lack of breeding, my absence of family or name of worth, these things I cannot deny. But how low you considered your son. A man I love more than life itself. That could not be tolerated. So I began poisoning your beloved honey wine. My intent, not to rob you of life, only to mimic illness. The cough, increasing in its discomfort, but easily blamed on Capua's dust and heat. It brought much joy when you departed for the wet shores of Sicilia. Quintus, how he flourished when removed from overbearing shadow. And then you returned to torture him as you did all those years. So I began bringing you your honeyed wine again to force you back to Sicilia. Yet it was not enough. You were not moved despite ailing health. More permanent solutions required between us. One that I added to Talia's gift.
God, what in the hell did she give him? Because he starts coughing up blood. He's like,
I'm having something nasty.
I put battery acid in your wine. It's like, where'd you get that at?
Some 9 volts found over the cliff.
But unfortunately, Melita, you know, she knows that Gannicus is being shipped off, so she's going to steal some wine and take it down and have a drink with him before he leaves. So she's sipping on the same wine. And I thought that scene was pretty sad. And the scene where Animaeus comes back with Badiatis. First they see her, and then he looks up. He sees everyone sitting in his father's bedroom. And one thing I want to know, where I'm really excited about this episode, next episode, Bill, is does Badiatis suspect his wife did something? Or what, is he going to just suspect that Tellius poisoned his father's wine and motivate him even more for revenge? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't think he ever finds out that Lucretia did it, right?
Yeah, if he found out, would he be mad or would he not? I don't know.
He'd probably kill her.
He'd probably be pretty pissed.
I mean, he doesn't really – I mean, he doesn't care for his father, but it's, you know, it's still twisted family thing.
If anyone's going to kill him, it's going to be me, you know, or something like that. Well, he even said, you know, I couldn't kill my dad, and, you know. He's an asshole, but I don't want him dead. Come on, you know. And now we know how Animaeus is – you know, the moment I saw her dying there, I thought back to Animaeus said, I never drink. You never know what will happen when you under the influence or whatever. And his wife took the wrong drink of wine, basically. So that's a good lesson to learn from – you can see why he learned that lesson that evening.
No wine is free.
Until Spartacus convinced him, no, come on, let's drink some. And I really miss Spartacus, damn it, when I think about his character and stuff. And
you miss Andy Whitfield.
Yeah, I need to rewatch the first season again, Bill, after this, when it's over.
It's on Netflix again, right?
Yeah, it's there.
I'm going to give it a watch, too.
I need to own the Blu-ray, though.
I hear that the Blu-ray is stunning.
Yeah, I really want to see it, but I really love this series. I'm glad they did this, and we got more Bodyatus and Lucretia. I think it's cool. Can't wait. Did you guys like it?
Yeah, it was good.
You enjoying the series, Bill? It's going to be sad when it's over?
I'm enjoying it more than I think I should be, mainly because I don't know. I have little issues with it. But on a whole, it's very entertaining, and I'm glad we have, you know, six parts.
The reason the prequel exists, we know, is because they couldn't do the second season.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like something that they could get going while they're waiting for Andy Whitfield to...
Yeah, but now we still have to wait an entire year before we see anything.
Right. And what are your issues with it? Just that there's storyline that you just wanted to get to the Spartacus story, or...
No, I feel that some of it is, some of it feels a little rushed.
Yeah.
Like, the entire Gannicus stuff, like with him, it just feels overly manipulative to kind of describe what happened with,
six episodes.
Doctori's wife.
Yeah. I mean, I think they did the best with that they have. Six episodes isn't a lot.
No, and I think that's the problem. I think that's its flaw, is that it's not giving enough time to build up character. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of – it's all in glances and
– I guess mentally I've forgiven it for how short a time they had to establish things. Like, I know that because they told us Animaeus and Gannicus are good friends, because they told me. They didn't necessarily show me them hanging out a lot and having a good time. Maybe one scene of that, but...
Yeah, exactly.
We just have to assume it. There's things like that. The one thing
How did their friendship come about? Like, I guess I would like to see more history.
And one thing, they're going to have to do another prequel even more, you know. But I have no idea what's going to happen to Gannicus. But also, I just want Tellius to die in this final episode. That's all I'm asking for, okay? Can we have that? All right.
I would hope that they would give that to us. Him and that pipsqueak.
Oh, yeah. God, I can't wait. All right, guys. Let's talk about the final episode of Spartacus. The final episode of Gods of the Arena. You know what was funny also is it drove everyone nuts that Spartacus didn't come on Netflix that night. It, like, didn't show up till, I think, Sunday or something.
Yeah.
And
it was
like,
a couple days' wait.
It drove everyone nuts. Luckily, I hadn't even planned on watching it, so I didn't go nuts or anything. I just kind of wondered in the back of my head, what if they never post it? But
I waited till about 4 a.m. and then finally called it quits and found another method.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Spartacus, guys. Gannicus is pissed off because Melita is dead, and so is... equally body honest, because his dad has been poisoned by that evil Tullius.
No, he hasn't. It's really his wife.
But anyway, let's check out this awesome scene where there's some great dialogue, and this is why I love the show.
A bill of sale transferring your ownership. The cause that moved you to seek audience on the day I watched my father burn.
Apologies, Dominus. I could wait no longer.
To honor my father's wishes, sees you fall to control of a man most hated. To defy them, sees this house forever excluded from the new arena, a cock in the ass from either direction.
Whoa.
Speak, and give reason
double
to see
penetration.
This my father's ashes.
I have no words towards such end. I come to see agreement honored.
You wish to leave this house?
I wish to see blood. See me delivered to Tullius's care, and I will see his life for your father's.
My father never aimed a favored word towards you, yet you entreat to be the instrument of his vengeance. Or is it another you seek it for? You would sacrifice your life in the memory of hers.
I would sacrifice a thousand if I but had them.
If you had such stones from Aletha,
why did you not fight harder in the contest before my father? You could have taken Crixus and remained here, close to your heart's desires.
The match was lost before sword was ever raised.
Much same can be said for your plans against Tullius. He is forever surrounded not only by his own men, but by good citizens who would quickly come to the aid of such a noble Roman.
And they too shall fall.
You do not fucking think. This grants ownership to Tullius' lapdog, Vettius. You'll be sent to the boys Ludus of King Nola. A year could pass before you find yourself close enough to Tullius.
I would suffer a lifetime but to have the chance to strike.
This house would be the one that suffers.
It's got a one-track mind, this game.
A year, the greatest gladiator in the Republic, fighting for those shits. A year of you needing to win each fight against my king men. And the hopes of gaining an audience with Tullius.
Will he not wish to see the man he has fought so hard to gain when so delivered?
The desires are well noted. I will weigh argument and come to an answer in the balance.
Dominus.
I love that scene is basically Badiatis like, this is a really stupid idea because, like, over and over again.
Yeah.
And he agrees with him. He wants Tully's dead, but this is why this won't work and this won't work and this won't work. And I just love that scene. And they come up this elaborate plan with Salonius. Badiatis is good friend Salonius, am I right? Mm-hmm. Best friend. Badiatis treats him well. And he basically goes to...
treats him well as long as he wants to treat him well.
Yeah. I love that scene where he kind of insults him and calls him a pussy, basically. And he's like... Oh, and Lucretius is like, Quintus. And he's like, all right, I didn't mean it. Apologies, you know. But he does mean it.
You can only wonder how long Salonius has had to deal with that shit.
Yeah, where he talks down to him.
And I mean, in the first series, Salonius was kind of an enemy, and now, if you go back and watch the original series, you would have to almost entirely sympathize with him.
Yeah, like I could see why he turned on Quintus because he was a dick the whole time.
Yeah,
even like later on when he decides to make his move. You know, Badiatis is like, we will choose the men and split them, you know, because he,
right.
You know, he would have found a way to screw him out of the quality gladiators.
Absolutely.
He would have found a way. He's like, oh, dear friend. And just, you know, sweet talk him out of it. So he goes to Tullius and he tells him, you know, Badiatis is planning on sending Gannicus away and he pretending that he escaped. And he's like, oh, shit. And he's all pissed off. And he really is pissed off. Doesn't he smash a table? And so they lead him to an ambush where he's got Onimaeus and Gannicus and all of his other gladiators where they can kill all of his men. And then there's this great moment where he's having it out with Tullius. And they're going to seal him up in the arena wall.
Yeah. Oof. A game well played, Badiatis.
The jig is up, buddy. I was just kidding the whole time.
Let us come to terms. Your man, Gannicus, obviously means a great deal to you. To press to such extremes. I will cease my pursuit of him.
Or for more.
I will see your house take prominence in all upcoming games. More. Speak desire and see it attended.
I desire... to see you suffer as I have suffered at your fucking hands.
Your suffering has only begun, Lanista. When it is discovered what you have done to me!
You will not be discovered, nor missed. Salonius moves young Vettius towards offering proper explanation for your disappearance.
Vettius?
Oh, the city will mourn. Soon your name will be spoken of less and less until it is lost to history.
I should have had your life at the beginning of this. The mistake is mine. Having stayed hand in respect of your father.
Respect. Pay it to the remains of the man himself.
Tell him how high you hold him, even as your poison wine robs him of king life. Tell him, king shit.
Why should I strike against your father? He was an honorable Roman. A man who knew his place.
As I know yours.
In the wall.
There will be an accounting, Buddy Otis.
Buddy Otis just invented insulation.
Everything that follows. The gods will see to it someday.
But not this one.
Oh, this is brutal. Vince had it easy on the cape. This guy was getting stabbed by a group of people.
Yeah. Sounds pretty horrible.
It really hurts!
This arena was your life. Add to its foundations.
I love the sound of that brick. I was like, good line, Body Otis. You know the whole way over there he was coming up with that line, don't you?
Yeah.
He's like, well,
this house was your life. It's
like, oh, I've got a good one. Right when I put that brick in, I know what I'm going to say.
Yeah. This is going to be, okay. You're going to be really, now your life, you'll be part of it.
And don't you love that they had that wimp, Vettius? He had to like... He was called away on business, and he really is sorry he didn't get to be here. And they have – before they have the awesome gladiator match, I was like, cage match, fire match, what do you call it?
The fire match.
Before they have an all-star game of gladiators, they kill the poor slave girl who escaped, Stephen. Wasn't that sad? She gets executed in front of everyone, and that scene where she's looking at her dear friend.
Her friend up there on the...
Who also became Lucretia's servant in this one.
Gets that tattoo.
Yeah, but she gets the knife, like, they... would they stab you right in the back of the neck?
Were they cutting the...
It's through the spinal cord into the heart.
It's like, oh, I see. You guys are mean to be cruel while you kill somebody?
It's like, I wonder if it just... I mean... Is it kind of like when they say, like, beheading, you know, your brain is still kind of acting. You see the eye, and then the tear rolls down because she's laying there.
It was really sad, and they keep showing the creepy Roman guy, high grade of creepin' Bill. And this
yeah,
guy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And he's like, ha, 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 ha. He's like, oh, it's hilarious. You're killing her. I had my way with her.
That's wonderful.
I was like, God, please let this guy die horribly in the next season. Can that please be why they introduced this guy? Because I almost thought, like, that slave girl storyline has to be because she's going to be in the next season later on.
Yeah. Well, I want to know what the hell she did to get caught.
Yeah, I know. Come on. You had some coins. I don't know
she
what they call
cash. I mean, she should have just went the exact opposite direction than she should have went.
She should have taken a boat to America.
Yeah, maybe she could have hopped on with Christopher Columbus.
Yeah. I failed history. But I love the huge battle. I love that now it's Salonius. He now has all of the old gladiators of Vettius. Vettius is like, decided to take up painting in another place. I'll see you later. He had a clearinghouse of his going out of business school. Sale of his class. Shut up, Jason. Anyway, they have this awesome fight. So
it's a crazy Ludus sale.
Yeah. Hey, everything must go. So now it's the House of Batiatas versus the House of Salonius, and he hasn't even moved in yet, and he's got all of his men there. And I think it's funny. So they're going back and forth, going, ah, ha, ha, ha. And Batiatas is like, damn it. And then somebody stabs him, and he's like, ah, ha, Salonius. So it's like it's two sports teams, right, going at it. And then, like, they start fighting each other. Like, Asher's fighting the guy with one eye. And they're like, oh, his men are fighting each other. Body Us is like, damn, I'm embarrassed. Because we know, like, from the past, Lucretia and Body Us always buckle when they start to get embarrassed by stuff. Like, some Roman goes, well, shouldn't you do this? And they're like, oh, okay. So I love this Gannicus moment, didn't you? They have this huge warrior who's kicking everyone's ass on Salonius's team, his franchise, Gladiator team. And Crixus is like, I must beat you to prove I am worthy. Gannicus is like, dude, you're champion. Get over it.
Yeah. Crixus has got a major hang up.
Yeah, he's like, no, I've got to prove myself. It's like, oh, God, this guy over here, come on.
You proved yourself. Here's your cookie.
But he's really got to hang up. But then Aster's like, no, I'll be top gladiator. And I love the moment where he's like, come on, we'll get Gannicus together. And he's like, what? And he goes, bap, and like hits him in the leg. And you see the bones
stick out. Yeah.
He's like, ouch. And he throws him over the fire.
Kicks him out of the fire ring.
Yeah. And so then Crixus is trying to
Like seeing Aster get the better of Dogen.
Oh, I know. He killed him way too easily. It's because he only had one eye, wasn't it? Like, oh, he threw sand in his one eye. Yeah. He's like, oh, shit. Damn it. One weakness. Because we already determined Asher is a punk ass.
If I had two eyes, maybe I could have.
I would have winked one just in time, but I'm screwed. Yeah. Damn it, Asher. So then Gannicus is the only one left fighting this big dude because Crixus gets cut across the stomach and knocked out of the fire ring. And I was talking to you about this, Bill, when you think all the chips are down and then he makes eye contact with Animaeus. And Animaeus even said to him, like, you know, fight for her. You know, it's almost like, dude, do you know that I was in love with your wife?
I thought that was really strange, especially well, it's later on, but there's just seemed like Animaeus kind of knew.
Yeah, and he even says she loved you like a brother and kind of like, oh, yeah. I felt that. Ah, it's like, more than that, buddy.
Like an incestuous.
No! So
I checked her oil. Wait, so, what?
Huh? What does that mean?
It's awful.
So anyway, there. You think that Gannicus is down for the count, but he does the spear trick where he breaks it and he shoves it right in the guy's mouth. And one thing I loved is when he hits it and he like snaps the guy's jaw off.
Oh.
They show a close up of Lucretia kind of like, disgust on her face. Like, I thought it was hilarious. And then you see like Vadiatus giving his O face, like, oh,
damn.
And he's like, that's a Vadiatus effing prevails. And then he looks around and he's like, oh, sorry. I kind of got it carried away there.
I was making the same face as Lucretia.
Like, oh, I was doing the body out of face. Like, oh, I was like, Gannicus won me over. I was like, nobody can top Spartacus in coolness. But after that fight, I was like, man, he's a badass. And then he's like, hey, I want to rent out Gannicus to fight at my party. And he's like, I want him in mine. And Salonius is like, wouldn't it be better if you freed him in front of all these people? And Bardias is like, damn it, put me on the spot. So they free him, which was a really cool moment. And even like as he's leaving, you know, you're a free man. And Crixus is like, one day I'll prove myself and I'll beat you. It's like, dude, get over it. Jeez. I'm a free man now.
It's a one-track mind.
Crixus, dude, snap out of it. And he doesn't snap out of it till the final episode of the next season, does he? When Spartacus is like, dude, I think they drugged you or something. He's like, dang, everybody's been right up till now. But anyway, I love the moment at the end. It's Lucretia and Vadiatus. They're standing there. Everything's happy. And it's so hilarious where he goes, I don't want anyone to ever speak of Gannicus, Tullius, or Vettius again. We're starting a new chapter. Because their characters weren't thought of yet, I guess. Nobody. But he's like, We will establish this house and we'll rise and we'll be very powerful and we'll get everything that all the rewards that we are deserved, and then cuts to them dead and bloody on the ground. Wasn't that great? And then you can hear Spartacus.
It's a nice way to end it.
And then you can hear Spartacus in the background saying, you know, blood demands blood. I loved it. And I was like, God.
I wanted to see him one last time, but I understood why they didn't show him.
It was almost like from the last. They almost made it like the last thing Vadiatus heard as he was dying. I almost thought he's laying there and the blood's coming out of his throat. And he's like the last bit. He hears Spartacus going, choose your own path. He's just like, oh, yeah, that'll work. And he's like, dead. But it was awesome.
I'm choosing the death path.
I can't wait till the new season. I'm really bummed about Andy Whitfield not playing Spartacus, but I'm hoping that, you know.
Liam, blah, blah, blah.
I hope that dude earns his stripes, man. He earns his place as Spartacus. It'll be hard to at first. I can see the first episode like, yeah, I don't know. I'm glad Crixus and Gannicus or Animaeus. I'm glad these people are around, but. And then maybe by, you know, half the season's over, I'll be like, all right. But we'll see. Bill,
yeah, I really enjoyed the finale. I loved that they went so over the top with the whole fire battle thing.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I got my brother into it.
He was like, oh, that was really a spectacle, too. I could see. Did you see, like, they would show people in the audience, like, fighting? They would get mad, like, when somebody was
I would have shown my breasts. Yeah. My brother's like, they're having sex in the stands. I'm like, yeah.
Were you like, that happens all the time. That's nothing.
Nothing.
But I love Gannicus. He's a great character.
I wish to see blood.
Again.
Yeah, I hope we do.
Cock in the ass from either direction.
I don't want to see that. I'm going to miss body audits really badly. I say that they develop a whole new show where he finds a time machine.
I don't know. I think he served his purpose because, you know, we loved, like, the evilness of him, but it was really kind of depressing to see how he changed through the series to become the man he ended up.
And you know what I almost see? He's like, he has a dream, and his dream is to elevate his station and be an important man. But then as he's laying there dead and hears Spartacus saying, you know, we must choose our own path, and blood demands blood. But he's also like, you know, our lives mean something. I almost thought like Bonnianus may have had a dream. It was a very self-centered one, and these people's dreams are much bigger than yours, dude. And so you just sorry, you got what you wanted, and now it's over.
Well, it's depressing that he became a cog in the wheel. Like, he wanted to be the wheel, and he just became a cog without even knowing it.
And he caused the whole Spartacus thing to happen, so I guess it's good.
Yeah.
He helped in a way. But how? Let's go ahead and revisit that. Spartacus Stabathon, huh? Oh,
oh, oh, oh. It hurts just listening to it.
I would love to know what the Foley artists used to get that sound.
But what I love about Gannicus hates the guy. We know Bodianus does, and we know Animaeus does because his wife died and Melita died. So they're all like getting revenge on him in a brutal way at the same time. It's like it's a total gangland just drive-by stabbing on his ass.
And then they
should have gave him a curb job.
And the fact, Bill, that he was still alive long enough to hear that last clever line from Bodianus is pretty impressive.
There was salt in the wounds.
And he's just like, all right, dude, I've been stabbed 400 times. Oh, punch-a-thon. Oh. You know, Tullius is like, dude, that ain't enough. All right,
you know, he's in the build. He's like getting blocked in. He's probably like, well, you know what? Bodianus has a point. I am glad I'm dying here.
At least they didn't set my body on fire, I guess.
Yeah. At least they didn't drag me by a horse.
Yeah, or draw and quarter or something. So he got it pretty easily.
He just got a little stabby.
A little stabby.
We'll be right back.
keeping us from business.
Now this is podcasting.